While our growers are currently safe from the Arctic blast that's chilling a good part of the country, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says citrus growers in California will not be so lucky.
Temperatures could be in the low to mid-20s in rural orchard locations in the San Joaquin Valley. And the good news is that by the time we get to Friday night and Saturday morning, a disturbance will be rolling through California from north to south. That will increase cloudiness, help to keep temperatures up. It could even result in some snow showers across some of the citrus orchards in California, which is extremely rare. And then as that disturbance clears to the south and east, perhaps one more cold night as we move into Saturday night and Sunday morning, probably not as cold as December 5th and 6th. And then beyond that, it will remain on the cool side, but temperatures should moderate to the point that we don't have to worry too much about additional harm to citrus or other temperature-sensitive crops.
But even though this is a critical time for the citrus crop, Rippey expects freeze mitigation efforts to minimize the harm.
One of them is to quickly process the fruit into juice before rotting occurs. Producers can soak the ground with water ahead of the freeze, and the moisture in the ground helps to raise the temperatures in the orchards. And so that's one method to fight it. During the freeze itself, you can move the wind around, move the air around with wind machines or even helicopters, and that can stir up the cold air near the surface of the ground, mix it with warmer air aloft, and again, prevent freeze damage.
But again, our growers shouldn't have to employ any of these techniques, at least not for now, as this winter storm is not expected to affect Florida. Julie McPheek with Southeast AgNet.